You're listening to SBS News.
For 5 days, Yang Hengjun was simply missing. Now there's confirmation from Chinese Foreign Ministry official Hua Chunying of his arrest and the charges he's likely to face.
The Beijing Municipal Bureau of State Security recently took compulsory measures against an Australian citizen, Yang Hengjun, for interrogation as he's suspected of engaging in criminal activities that endanger China's national security. At present, the case is still under investigation in accordance with law. Yang's legitimate rights and interests are fully protected.
Yang was an outspoken blogger and writer and gained Australian citizenship in the early 2000s. He's been living in the United States for the last 2 years. Australian consular officials are still yet to confirm whether they've gained access to Yang, as is required by the two countries' consular agreement. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne is currently in Beijing and is said to have raised the issue with his Chinese counterpart. Australian National University's Donald Rothwell says the timing of Pyne's visit is lucky.
The fact that a senior and experienced Australian minister is on the ground in China at the moment does allow Australia to make immediate political representations as opposed to the diplomatic processes that apply under the consular agreement.
Analysts say Yang's arrest could be connected to Australia's support for Canada in their recent dispute with China. The retaliatory arrests started on December 1st when Canada detained Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, at the request of the United States. She was accused of violating sanctions on Iran. Just over a week later, on December 10th, China detained two Canadians, former diplomat Michael Kovrig and businessman Michael Spavor. Then, on the 15th of January, another Canadian, Robert Lloyd Schellenberg, was sentenced to death for drug smuggling. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Alex Yosk says the Australian government needs to take a hard-line stance against Yang's arrest.
I think it could really establish quite a worrying precedent. If China keeps Yang Hengjun, that could really enable them to use him as a pawn. So we really shouldn't tolerate this hanging over the Australia-China relationship.
Australia's advice for those thinking of travelling to China hasn't changed, but analysts say it's only a matter of time before the risk of arbitrary detention is added to the travel warning. Jani Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.